Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn with Chamber Chat. Thank you for tuning in and for all the Chamber upcoming events like Snowdown Business After Hours this Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Doubletree. Go to durangobusiness.org. So I have Toastmasters in here. I'm going to have you guys go down the line. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm James Brost.
My name is Cheryl Ayers.
Jean Walter.
Hello, I'm Denise Pruitt.
Well, thank you all for coming in. So I'm going to ask the big question, Toastmasters. What I think of Toastmasters is learning how to speak in front of others. Is that true?
It's part of it.
Part of it?
I'd love to address that, Jack. Many people think Toastmasters is just a place to learn how to give speeches.
Mm-hmm.
So they think if they're not going to be standing up in front of a group giving a speech, there's no point in coming to Toastmasters.
Right.
But the focus of Toastmasters is communication. And in fact, the awards that are won now are mm-hmm. called Competent Communicator Award. Not Competent Speaker, but Competent Communicator. Part of Toastmasters is also learning to listen
what?
To others. You should come.
Let me make sure they're on. I don't know. So
we learn to listen for authenticity.
Okay.
We learn to communicate our thoughts and convey them in a way that's helpful for others. Well, it's a great program.
Well, and when you say that, it's interesting because I have no problem getting up in front of people and talking, but a lot of times, you know, I do the squirrel thing, you know, get distracted type, and I'm sure that Toastmasters can help formulate those thoughts. So I know Jean wanted me to ask the question, how did Toastmasters start here in Durango?
Thanks, Jack. I did want to talk about that. Back in the fall, Toastmasters International mm-hmm. got its start out in California. Dr. Ralph Smedley started Toastmasters. He probably got tired of listening to horrible speeches with
sure.
every other word punctuated by So Dr. Smedley started Toastmasters in California in the mid-1920s. In the fall of 1952, Earl Barker of the Strader Hotel, his
oh,
son
right.
Rod is still runs the place.
Yeah.
Robert Beers. These people all just gave me a little check mark for that. You do learn to eliminate those vocal pauses from your speech. Robert Beers, maybe most of your
right.
listeners will be acquainted with the former mayor, philanthropist, just a really wonderful guy, and about 20 other local business people and otherwise community leaders got together in the fall of 1952 and said, we should have a Toastmasters too, because we want to listen to good speeches. We want to see people develop the kind of communication and leadership skills that are going to stand us in good stead. So they met at the Strader
yep.
in the dining room. They chartered in January of 1953, and there's been an early bird Toastmasters here in La Plata County ever since. And it's been great that not only Robert Beers, former mayor, I'm sure Earl Barker at some point mm-hmm. was mayor as well, but these community-minded people, the subsequent years, decades,
right.
the subsequent decades, it reads like a who's who of leadership here in La Plata County.
So I want to interrupt real quick because you mentioned leadership, and I'm looking right now at the Competent Leadership, A Practical Guide to Becoming a Better Leader. Obviously, there's other components besides just getting up in front, and it's wonderful that Toastmasters has been in Durango for that many years. So what is the leadership component?
Well, the leadership component, and that's one of the surprises, it's not just basic communication, but when you develop your communication skills, that improves your ability to lead people.
Mm-hmm.
So Toastmasters has a program, and they have a manual for developing your leadership. And we have officers, just like many clubs, and you get those opportunities. But just in the format of the meeting, you give evaluations on speakers, and that's a leadership form.
Okay.
This past week, we have table topics, which is an impromptu speaking for 2 minutes on topic. This past week, we spoke about giving an evaluation to an employee and the drawbacks to that. So there's all kinds of practical pieces to it, and the leadership is just one of those extra things you get in Toastmasters.
I'm laughing because you guys are all, you know, you're so shy of the microphone. No, go ahead.
And I wanted to add, James brought that table topic to us. It wasn't just evaluating a subordinate. It was telling that subordinate he's not going to get a raise.
Oh, so you had to add that little factor in there. Kind of sounds like my job.
It was very challenging. And table topics is an opportunity where everyone at the meeting is allowed to speak.
Oh, so you go around the room, yeah. Around the table. So
you go around the room. And the other opportunity for leadership within Toastmasters, not only do you give speeches, evaluate, listen to other people, we also rotate the roles in each meeting. So you may have a person that's leading the meeting, and next week it's a next person. You may have a person that's watching for grammar, for ums and ahs. You have another person that's telling jokes each week, which you should come and do, Jack. That would be really fun. So we rotate the roles, which allows us all to participate at equal levels and take ownership over our own leadership track. And the sky's the limit.
So when you talk about the Toastmasters and just formulating your ideas, do you train people to think of, you know, what you're going to tell them what you tell them, and then tell them what you told, mm-hmm. and that kind of approach,
yeah.
or in
yeah.
walking through that?
That's a format of a speech. The other thing I wanted to hit on is everybody should know that Toastmasters is actually really a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun together. Mm-hmm. It's a very supportive environment. Somebody brought up a couple of weeks ago, it's the perfect place to fail, because we all get up there.
Yeah.
So everybody that participates, they've been up in front of the group and they know what's going on. There's a process to it. It's a lot of fun. Just think of it. We meet, our group is Friday morning at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and it's an hour and a half meeting. And just think of every week if you could have a group of 12 to 15 people cheering you on to get better. It's just a great place to be.
Well, and it sounds too like that support system, because they say one of the biggest fears is getting up in front of people. I have a fear of reading in public. People don't know that about me, but I truly have a fear if somebody said, here, read this. I can feel my blood pressure go up right now.
There's advanced manuals that we do as you've been working the program for a while. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm actually working. The next speech I have to give is reading directly from a book.
Uh-huh.
And it teaches you those different nuances of speaking to engage people, whether it's the very first time you've given a speech or you've given hundreds, like many of the speakers that are joining us here today. There's always an opportunity to learn and grow and push yourself in this very safe, supportive environment. And the really cool thing is there's people from all walks of life in our group. There's young, there's old, there's retired, there's actively working. It's a great cross-section of the community, not just Durango. People come from Cortez and Ignacio and all over the Four Corners. It's fantastic.
So, again, you guys meet on Friday mornings at 7 in the morning at La Plata Electric, if I remember all that correctly. And can people come in and test drive Toastmasters to see if it's a good fit?
We welcome anybody and everybody to come. What people really should know is important to me, because I live a ways out of town. Mm-hmm. I leave home really early to be there by 7 a.m.
Right.
I don't have to eat my breakfast and make my coffee before I leave home, because we have coffee, we have food at our meetings. It is when anyone comes in, we welcome them. We will have someone show them and help them make it through the meeting and understand what's going on.
So kind of mentor them.
And we don't put them right on the spot that first meeting. They have opportunity to speak during table topics, but a first-time visitor does not have to speak to the whole group.
Okay, so it's not something that you want someone to feel intimidated right off the bat, because they're probably already nervous. And that's one of the biggest things, onboarding, and the kind of new slogan that I hear, the new term, but onboard them so they can feel welcome. Is there a fee, or what does it cost to join Toastmasters?
The Toastmasters International fee is $45 per 6 months, and then the club dues are $10 per 6 months. So it's $55 every 6 months, $110 a year. I that's about a fourth. I left a professional position. I retired from a professional position about 12 years ago, and that's about a quarter of what I paid for my professional dues. It's not much money for what you get. The next thing you know, you're able to stand up in front of a group. You're able to take leadership of your church fellowship or your environmental group or whatever it is. You become a leader.
Well, and any relationship too, I would assume, you know, because as you mentioned, you know, people will say there's a difference between communicating and listening. And my wife tells me I don't listen very well. And so in personal relationships, learning how to not be thinking the next what you want to ask, but listening to what that person's saying, which we're all guilty of, especially with phones and all the bombardment of information. So let me ask you guys real quick, what is the, you go around the room within, and I'm going to do this, you have 15 seconds each to answer this question. There, soundbite. What's the biggest thing you've gained from Toastmasters, Denise?
Confidence. Standing in front of a room, being able to speak and say whatever's on my mind, be able to formulate a beginning, a middle, and an end, and not have ums and ahs and feel icky when I'm done.
Oh, ohms and ahs. Gene.
I gained the recognition that there are people out there who, no matter what your issue or your problem is, there are people out there who can help you with it. We have this amazing mix. And whatever it is you come up with, whatever your goals are, when you enter Toastmasters, Toastmasters can help you reach them.
Perfect.
I love the eclectic mix of people. We have young, we have old, we have professional, we have retired, we have conservative, we have liberal. Mm-hmm. We all manage to get along. Mm-hmm. And I laugh more on Friday mornings at our meetings than I do the rest of the week.
Oh, I'm in.
It's
James, what's...
I think it's the confidence just to do whatever you want to do because you have a supportive group and there's a variety of things you can expose yourself to. That's the other part, is there's a lot of really smart people. They come every week and they step up and they give you a speech on stuff you didn't expect. So you come away out of that meeting just very fulfilled. You get a variety of things going through your head that are just like, wow, I never knew about that. I'm glad I know now.
Yeah. Well, you know, and for me, I said 15 seconds, because it's so hard to talk in sound bites. Mm-hmm. And being a former media guy, that was one of the things I learned very quickly. Give the sound bite and then offer more information that somebody can use in an interview. What am I forgetting about Toastmasters?
I want to add just a quick thing about how the meeting is structured. So those of you that are interested, we hope you come to join us this Friday morning or next Friday.
And Jack will be there.
And Jack will be there, right?
Count me in.
So we start the meeting off the same way each week. So when you observe a meeting, you're going to see that same structure. Essentially, we have a leader of the meeting. We start off with an invocation. We do an educational message that's applicable to everyone. Then we go into those two-minute table topics, which are the fun impromptu speeches. And then we have the formal speeches that people have been prepping for weeks that we do at the end. And everyone writes down feedback, so you're actively listening. That's essentially the meeting. The cool thing is, every week you might hear an IT speech, you might hear a speech that's 100% from the heart. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge variety in the topics of things that you hear in that hour and a half.
Very cool. And coffee and food.
And coffee and food.
That's even the better part. So go ahead.
And an electric plug-in at LPEA.
Oh.
For those of you that have an electric car.
Oh, I was all confused. That look on my face. What are you talking about? We got about a minute left. What have I forgotten?
People do need to come when they come, because La Plata Electric's not open at 7 a.m. You don't go in the front door. We meet in the boardroom, which
off
is
to the right as you're walking to the building. Yes. The big long sidewalk.
Yes, but the doors should be open. You will see a Toastmasters banner sitting there as you get there.
Okay.
And come just a few minutes early, because you got to eat that food, right? And you want to chat with the people that are there a little bit and get grounded before the meeting starts. So a couple minutes before, maybe 10 minutes before 7.
Perfect.
We start right at 7.
Okay. Anything else? I'm looking at Gene. You got about 20 seconds.
I just want to underscore a couple of things that have already been said. It is so fun. It is delightfully fun. I do laugh more Friday mornings than I do at any other time during the week. And I regretfully have to say that Denise wasn't quite accurate when she said that people have been working on their speeches for weeks. Darn it.
Sometimes hours.
Robert Beers used to write his speech on the back of the envelope on his way up to the front of the room to give his speech. Amazing guy. But yeah, it's the more you put into it, obviously, the more you're going to get out.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be a week long or a week's long commitment to get something done, to get something accomplished in Toastmasters.
So again, this is Toastmasters Friday morning, 7 a.m. or a little before, at La Plata Electric Boardroom, which is kind of on that north side of the building. Anybody can come. You've put out that invite. Hopefully we'll get people there. And Toastmasters on Facebook.
Yep.
Durango Early Bird Toastmasters.
Durango Early Bird Toastmasters, or you can go to toastmastersinternational.com or .org and find the Durango chapter. We hope to see you all this coming Friday.
Okay, we got to
send snow down.
We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.